This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Voters in Fayetteville are giving a thumbs up to a millage increase to help fund the construction of a new high school. Last night, after the votes were counted, about 56% of those casting votes favored the 2.75% increase. About 8,800 Fayetteville voters went to the ballot box. Meanwhile, Springdale voters rejected a millage increase by a 55-45 margin. Now, last night in Rogers at the Center for Nonprofits on Walnut, there was a birthday party for an institution that began with an approved millage vote. Northwest Arkansas Community College is celebrating its 20th fall as a school. There was live music, hors d'oeuvres, and, on a wall, pictures of the school's previous 19 fall catalogs. Northwest Arkansas Community College began with a 1990 autumn semester. Then the school was without any permanent structures, no campus to call its own. Its common nickname around the region was the College Without Walls. Current Northwest Arkansas Community College President Becky Panites, who was at Pueblo Community College in 1990, reflected on that College Without Walls moniker last night.
When I got here, I didn't know what that meant, you know, but where they actually didn't have a building for 5 years. And that can-do, putting students first attitude, and students realizing that they can come to NWAC, and even today we try very hard, and get their needs met. Do away with the red tape, the bureaucracy, just get them where they want to be. And I just think it's all ingredients for a successful recipe.
This year, NWACC's enrollment is the largest in history, more than 8,400 students. Some of those in attendance last night had worked on the initial campaign to establish a community college. Dick Trammell was one of those pioneers. He says he moved to Northwest Arkansas in 1975, just a few years after a previous millage campaign to create a community college had been rejected.
And right after that, a group of us got together and said, we've got to get us a community college. And actually, we worked on that at least 13 years before we opened the doors. And we opened the doors without any state funding and without any walls, but the people of the Bentonville and Rogers School District, they saw our vision, they passed their millage, and look where we are today, 8,400 students. And that doesn't count, that's academic students.
Trammell admits in the earliest days of the work, he didn't think the school would become what it has. Jim Hall was another early adopter of the school. He's now the executive director for government relations for NWACC. Before that, he did public relations work for the college, and before that, he represented Bella Vista on the fledgling board of the school. He says an early task of that board was to determine what the school would be called.
The first big decision we had was what we were going to name the school. And we considered all kinds of, in fact, we opened it to the public, we had 50 or 60 different, ideas. And we thought in time we would become a regional community college serving the entire Northwest Arkansas area. And that's the name that stuck. And then once we did that, once we got that settled, then we moved on to hiring a founding president.
That founding president was Bob Burns. A wise pick, it turns out. Jim Hall says Burns had already helped start Garland County Community College and East Arkansas Community College.
So we hired Bob, who came in and got us accredited, which meant our students could get financial aid, meant our courses could transfer. And, you know, we started in churches and nurseries and an old steakhouse down on South 8th Street in Rogers. And one of the requirements for this job was you had to be able to paint. And I remember Bob saying that, can you paint? Because we had to paint. Everywhere we went, we had to paint. We had to put new paint on every new building we were in. So
Marvin Galloway remembers teaching in those buildings. He taught classes at Northwest Arkansas Community College's predecessor, the West Campus of North Ark Community College, based in Harrison. After that school pulled out of Benton County, Marvin Galloway finished his PhD, helped gather signatures to place the millage on the ballot, and then, he says, he became the second faculty member hired. Now he's dean of the Science and Mathematics Division. He's seen a dramatic shift in that time. During the first few years, he taught classes in an old gas station, in Rogers and Bentonville public school buildings, and inside a defunct teen disco.
The building was all black. It had a dance floor with mirrored walls. In fact, I got a picture of that over in that handout over there. And we just had partition walls. We didn't have any labs. We did have a bar with Coca-Cola free. We didn't have a drinking fountain, but we had all the soda you could drink for about a year, which was a little weird.
For a three-dimensional example of the change NWACC has gone through, Dr. Panites, the current president, merely had to direct attention to the food table inside the Center for Nonprofits.
But the first thing I wanted to do, and I hope you've had a chance to taste the hors d'oeuvres tonight, but I wanted to recognize our culinary arts students and faculty and staff, and let's give them a hand.
The food and hospitality last night provided by some of the more than 100 students in the school's culinary arts division. Chef Nick Jones was overseeing the students last night and says soon students in the school's culinary arts division will be running their own cafe.
Students will be able to do their internships through there. They'll be able to get real-world experience through the cafe. We're also adding a chocolatier class, which is kind of a modern cooking techniques, teaching all that contemporary cuisines. So basically they're just trying to get a real well-rounded culinary experience with baking, chocolatiering, and just cooking using modern techniques.
Those classes are examples of what Dr. Becky Panite says are the foundations of Northwest Arkansas Community College: accessibility, affordability, and quality. Cornerstone, she says, that are still in place and will remain in place as the school moves into a third decade.
You know, I get asked a lot, when are you going to be the university, or when are you going to do something else? And we're not. Our mission is really grassroots, helping people wherever they want to go and wherever they are. And it's just exciting to see all the people tonight that had a hand in starting this, and now they're so proud of the community college, and I am too.
Dr. Becky Panites, the president of Northwest Arkansas Community College, at last night's celebration of 20 years of the school's operation. Monday night, the school held a party without walls on the campus in Bentonville for faculty and staff and their families. This is Ozarks at Large.